Today is Friday, and the date is April the 22nd, and the time is 8:35. Members present are Representatives Newman, Lynn, Kurtula, Crawford, and myself, Representative Dahlstrom, and we are here this morning for the purpose of hearing HCR 6, and I believe that we have a representative from Representative Cott's office. If you would come forward, identify yourself, and make your presentation, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Mike O'Hare, staff of Representative Pete Cott. Before you this morning, is HCR 6, a resolution relating to the continuation of the Alaska Information Infrastructure Policy Task Force until January 2007. Little background: in 2004, the legislature passed HCR 32 in order to establish the Information Infrastructure Policy Task Force. The task force is charged to review and analyze fiber optic, cable, satellite, and other communications infrastructure, conduct an analysis of long-term needs with regards to distance learning, telemedicine, homeland security, economic development, all via internet connectivity. The task force will define the state's role and interest in development, act as advocate to industry and government, and develop a long-term strategic plan to enhance the future of Alaskans. The development of an information infrastructure plan will provide Alaskan communities with the necessary access to broadband connectivity and provide for improved telecommunications, access to good health care, good education, homeland security, access to government, and economic development opportunities no matter where they live. Due to delays in the selection process, the first meeting of the assembled task force took place November of last year. Supporting HCR 6 would give the task force the time necessary to finish the job they started. We hope for your support with this resolution. There is a fiscal note reflecting staffing and travel for members to the meetings. That concludes my introduction. I am available to answer any questions. And I believe there may be some people online to answer any questions, if there are, with the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. O'Hare. I appreciate that presentation. Are there any questions from members of the committee?
Madam Chair?
Yes. Representative Lynn.
I have a question left over from the last committee meeting, but I'm just going to withdraw that.
All right. Thank you. We'd like to welcome Representative Ramirez here with us. Representative Crawford?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to give us, wanted you to give us a little update about what we've done so far.
Certainly. Through the chair, Representative Crawford, I would like to have Chairman Red Boucher, I believe he's online, to answer the question, give a short presentation on what has been done so far.
Mr. Boucher, are you with us this morning?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, welcome. We're happy to hear from you, and I would like to give you the next 5 minutes to make your presentation.
Okay, Madam Chair, basically, because of the lateness of the appointment of the committee, we held several meetings, and the general overall discussion was what could be done in the areas of economic development, education, health care, provided the proper infrastructure was in place. And there was a very positive note, particularly as it relates to using technology to bring urban and rural Alaska together. There was a lot of hard staff work put in. I assume Mr. O'Hara has indicated that all of you have a copy of the PowerPoint presentation that I sent down. Am I correct there?
You are correct. We do have it.
All right. So I won't go and repeat that. I guess the most important thing is that the technology by itself, in other words, the connectivity, is not solely the answer. But using technology to develop what might be called in this information age knowledge workers with the focus on learning is the road to the future. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the Tuxuk Bay story, but back in 1995, and you have that Tuxuk Bay, Alaska, if any of you can take the time to go to the URL on the bottom of the page, you'll see a real success story there. Just a small example, a while back when Jim Mitchell, the principal teacher there at the school that helped coordinated this, was working on it, we managed to get the kids in Tuxuk Bay telecommunicating with kids in Madrid, Spain. They'd be teaching the kids in Madrid, Spain about subsistence lifestyle, and the kids in Spain would be teaching them Spanish. So there is a great opportunity not only for economic development, but for cultural exchange. In fact, as you'll see from the copy of the presentation, it made the editorial page of the Washington Post as a landmark effort back in 1998. More recently, I managed to bring a combination of the public and the private sector together. We got a $60,000 grant from Hewlett-Packard, and then the native community in Aniak and AT&T Alaskom, we've been partnering on developing what's called a learning center. Now, by and large now, federal funding allows E-rate funding to come into the schools. But that pretty much leaves the rest of the village out. So one of our major focus is to bring affordable high-speed connection, and by high-speed we're talking about at least 256K, into the villages at affordable rates. So really that is what this is all about, and I think the critical challenge for Alaska's leaders, of which you folks certainly are out in the forefront, is to help to work together and define an economic, social, secure, and political vision, and using this technology to enhance the quality of life for all Alaskans.
Mr. Boucher, there's a question from Representative Lynn.
I had a comment after he's finished.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and then one thing finally. We've seen recently, as we look at this, we need to look at the security, too, of the system. That may be reaching a bit far beyond, but I'm part of a national group that is dealing right now with cybersecurity. In fact, as chairman of Chugach Electric, we brought in the National Engineering Laboratory in Idaho Falls because our system was being hacked. People attempting to break in, and it'd be quite a disaster if you're able to break into the SCADA systems and shut a major electric utility down. This isn't crying wolf. We are having people attacking our cyber systems much the same as the attack on the Twin Towers. That pretty well wraps it up. I know you've got a busy schedule, but as you know, I was down in the legislature and worked hard on the House Special Committee on Telecommunications, and I certainly appreciate Representative Cott and the folks on the House side bringing this to the forefront. Thank you very much, and any questions you have, I'll be glad to answer.
Thank you, Mr. Boucher. And for the record, I'd just like to state that I am familiar with the company you're talking about in Idaho Falls, and I know that the FERC, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, uses that company also. I've had conversations with the commissioners in Washington, D.C. about them, and they are certainly capable. I'm very happy to hear that we are using them in state for projects, and that is information that I passed on to Representative Cott, too, a contact name there. And with my responsibilities on Homeland Security,
wonderful,
military, I'm very pleased to see the representation that is on this task force, and you're doing a great job. Representative Lynn, you had a comment?
Yes, I did. Good morning. Good morning, sir. I just want to congratulate you and Representative Cott and everybody who's been associated with this resolution. Knowledge is power.
Yeah, you got it.
And one of the best ways to get knowledge is through the Internet. And I know in the job that all of us in this room have in legislative issues and bills that come before us, sometimes it's hard to believe we're not all experts in everything that we look at here. So sometimes, you know, we need to get information very quickly on something that we're going to have to push a red or green button on. And I frequently go to the Internet to get information about these subjects. And this is a great help to all of us. And we will not be able to operate effectively into the future unless we have bigger and better Internet resources. I'm particularly interested in the cybersecurity side of this. I'm Chairman of Military and Veterans Affairs, and I know our chair lady is on that committee, vice chair, and also in Joint Armed Services Committee. So if anything you can think of that might be appropriate for us to consider, I would certainly like to hear about it. And on an aside, if I may, I was honored to be present when you gave that marvelous speech on Veterans Day. And I'm going to take this opportunity to ask you if you could get me a copy of that. I'm going to try to figure out some way to get that into the legislative record, perhaps in one of our military-type committees. So if you could get me a copy of that, it would be very, very much appreciated.
Thank you, Representative Lynn. Representative Newman.
Yes, Red. This is Mark Newman. Say, Red, can you tell me how many schools are using this type of technology, and what do you expect in the future to be carried out towards educational opportunities?
Well, Mark, basically, your biggest problem right now, are you familiar with E-rate funding? Simply stated, E-rate funding is provided by the federal government to allow schools and libraries to be connected. So we've got, I don't know how many schools. In fact, the first thing that we need to do in this committee is to evaluate the connectivity in every community in the state, particularly the smaller communities. In fact, I would like to see, once this is approved, that work begin right away. But back to your question, E-rate funding brings high-speed connectivity into the schools. Now, you take like ANIAC, the kids over at the school have got a big satellite, and it's coming in there, and they're using Internet. But the rest of the community is left out. So what you're actually doing is creating a digital divide within the community. Now, this setup that we've got at ANIAC, and it took AT&T, Alaskom coming in, and Hewlett-Packard providing $60,000 worth of community, but we've got a place that they can develop their own little business online, whether it be selling Mucklucks, Parkers, or what have you, and even more important, extending their cultural, their learning, and still maintaining their culture. So I don't have the answer as to how many. That is probably the first thing on the agenda, a complete survey of the connectivity of all of our communities out there. And that was one of the things that we were working on in the committee. In fact, it was our first priority. Then once we get that, we can come forth with, okay, this is what's needed to get up to what Chairman Powell and the FCC establishes as a minimum for rural America, which is 256K. I hope that wasn't too long-winded an answer to your question.
No, that's great, Mr. Boucher. And as a committee, if I would like to ask if you could possibly keep us posted during the summer and the fall, maybe just send to my office updates as you gain information that is useful, such as what was just asked, the number of schools and how things are going, and then I can distribute that to members of the committee. I know Representative Newman is interested in that for his duties on the Education Committee and the other committees that we all serve on. So I appreciate your work. It's a very worthy cause, I believe, that we are trying to reach here. And with that, I would like to entertain a motion.
Madam Chair.
Representative Lynn.
I'd be very pleased to move House Concurrent Resolution Number 6, 24-LS08-3-5/G, individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Are there any objections? So moved. And with that, we're going to end this meeting. The time is 10 to 9, and I appreciate your attendance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pink.